Cohen looking to throw it, and he's got the touchdown! Here's Brady's pass, it's Gronkowski! Oh! Mac strips it! He is unbelievable!
Welcome to the Tabor Gridiron Podcast. It's Steven, Isaac.
Yes.
Isaac, I need a word here. This week was...
legendary.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going with it.
Yeah, legendary. We'll go with legendary.
Week 16. Yeah, wow. This is just rapidly... First of all, the fact that we are this far into the season.
I know.
The fact that we are this far into the year. And... just a couple weeks left of football. This is killing me here. But these are those critical weeks now getting into the playoffs, playoff 100%. Season. My absolute favorite time because there is just some really high-level football that is played. Really these last couple weeks and then going into the playoffs that they just everybody's just really fighting
you
and
really
battling.
You really see their true colors.
You don't really know who's going to kind of... A lot of things still on the table here, which is cool to see. So first of all, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas.
We're kind of... Yeah, that's crazy that has all passed. This has been a fantastic week of football.
Yes.
Isaac giving me a hard time of all the games I was going to watch, and yet he watched pretty much every single one of them with me.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful, there was Thursday games, your normal Thursday game. There was games on Saturday. There was games on Sunday.
Games on Monday.
Just jam-packed.
Fully.
Like Christmas. I'm pretty sure on Christmas Day, we... literally just sat down and watched football all day.
Yeah, that's basically what we did.
And it was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun. So, okay, we started out with Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say that it didn't go. It was actually pretty entertaining when that was the Saints and the Rams. And
yeah, I honestly,
the Saints fought.
They fought hard.
I was expecting the Rams to win. The Saints could have pulled it together, kind of fell apart a little bit at the end. For me personally, I'm expecting a little bit more from the Saints this year. That just didn't happen.
Same. I was definitely, they're my team. I love the Saints. I was really hoping they would be able to just squeak in because, as we all know, the NFC South is atrocious. So really any of them could have made it except the Panthers. And so there was just a little part of me that was kind of hoping they were going to make it. And technically they maybe still can if things just really go their way. But I like you said, I was kind of expecting the Rams to win as well. I was hoping the Saints would, but I kind of just had that feeling the Rams would.
Yeah, and again, it was an entertaining game, which is what I was looking for. So then you go into your Saturday games, always a big battle, Bengals and the Steelers.
Rivalry.
Good, but it was a little lopsided. There's so many injuries happening kind of everywhere. The Steelers are just kind of that team that's still hanging around a little bit, but I don't know that they can make it far. Game that I was expecting to be really good was the Chargers and the Bills.
Yes.
Those have just been really good rivalries lately, and I'm bummed, obviously, a lot of injuries. You got Justin Herbert not playing. Obviously, their coach is gone.
Though.
But the Chargers fought in there, and they hung in there and made it a game.
They did.
And just the fact not having a head coach and having guys having to step up, so you got backups everywhere stepping up and really had that next man up mentality and held their own with the Bills. I'm happy for the Bills because they're still kind of in that playoff picture right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to, hopefully, if they kind of win out, they can make the playoffs at this point. But how far can they go? Josh Allen and that team, they really have to step it up. But Chargers really just went kind of hand in hand with them.
They did. And I was really impressed, like I said, with Easton Stick. He just kind of got thrown there on the spot with Justin Herbert being out. And he has kind of really filled that role. And I've really impressed to see their team just kind of coming together, because a lot of times when you have so many backups, it can be just the chemistry is completely thrown off. And at first it was, but then after a few games, they really started getting it together. The step-in coach, he's been doing really well. Easton Stick did really just was competing with Josh Allen.
For a primetime game, they all kind of
yards,
really
like,
shined, which was really, really
it
cool.
Was.
Jets and the Commanders... we were all got the Jets. I'm pretty sure, don't quote me on this if you're a Jets fan, and I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure they are eliminated from playoff contention right now. So I know there was all that talk of, is Rodgers going to come back? Yeah, just keep healing right now. There's next year, maybe. I mean,
maybe.
He's getting older.
Yeah.
We'll see how much his recovery is, but kind of out of the water for the Jets. I really enjoyed the Lions and the Vikings game. Good rivalry, good division, and happy the Lions are came out on top on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe I'm saying this. It's just I've all year been kind of just riding with the Lions in the sense they're not like my go-to team. They're not like I'm a huge Lions fan or anything. I like what I'm seeing from them.
Yeah.
And just as a football fan and watching the games, watching Goff, we've kind of have talked about this many times throughout the year. I really am enjoying what I'm seeing, and there's a high level of football that is being played by the entire team, and they're healthy and they're working together.
Yes.
Led by Jared Goff. Their coach is doing an amazing job. Defense is stepping up. They got a whole package team right now that I think that they're dangerous going into the playoffs.
100%. And they, like you said, that they're all healthy, which is at this point in time is very essential. And honestly, like we've been saying in past episodes, the healthy team is ultimately the one that's going to win right now, because there are just so many injuries that are just prevalent all across the league that not only are the Lions healthy, but they're also just playing with such chemistry. Dan Campbell's just doing a fantastic job with them. Yeah, they're really dangerous. I think they're going to go far.
Bears won, but I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, it was against the Cardinals. So the Cardinals are awful right now. So that can't really say a whole lot.
That's true.
Dolphins and the Cowboys. It ended up being a decent game. I'm happy for the Dolphins. Happy for the Dolphins pulling that through. And, you know, kind of, I think they're getting things back together. And
yeah, because they were really good for a second. And then they kind of started falling down.
The Cowboys, though, are kind of, I think they can still squeak in a playoff spot there, but it's going to be really hard for them to kind of continue doing what they're doing. I got to say, first of all, we'll get to the Broncos in a second here.
Yeah.
But how about those Raiders taking down the Chiefs?
That is literally on the top of my list.
Right?
That was...
like, on Christmas Day...
biggest Christmas present right there.
All of the sudden, like, the Raiders just totally took down the Chiefs.
Aiden O'Connell. It was really surprising. I was going into this, I was kind of hoping the Raiders were going to win. And they showed up. They didn't get completely blown out. It was really just neck and neck type game, which I personally loved.
They should have been blown out of the
water.
They
should have, yeah.
Like, I just, you got
then
your,
again,
your
though,
quarterback, like, everything just should have fell
Chiefs
apart.
The Chiefs are kind of in a ditch right now, and Patrick is just very frustrated. They're working to get out of it.
Patrick was not happy.
He was not happy.
He was getting thrown around. He was getting hit. There were interceptions happening.
He's yelling at his offensive line.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely, it was kind of entertaining to watch. Chiefs play a high level football, which is really good, and it is very entertaining. Sometimes too entertaining, where you're just kind of like, all right, like somebody's got to step up and take these guys on. And that's what the Raiders did. It was
exactly.
So entertaining to watch. And then just to like watch, not that you, I don't know how, like, I guess to be watching Patrick kind of losing his cool. And in a sense, I'm sitting here going like, well, one, good for you. Like, two, you gotta learn to go through that, to work through those emotions and stuff as well. You got to be able to have your emotions in check. You know, even when a couple weeks ago there was a penalty, you know, that they didn't like and they're venting and he was screaming and everybody, like, I understand guys are going to have emotions and get worked up in things, but
you still got to be able to,
these things, you got to learn to be able to handle those and really lead in those moments. And when you have teams and players that aren't getting beat this way or losing these critical games or whatnot, they're not able to work through that. So in one sense, I was kind of like, it was cool to see the Raiders just all over them.
It was actually really nice. Another game that happened was the Giants and the Eagles game. I'd like to talk about it was Tommy DeVito going in again. I'm 100% on this Tommy DeVito bandwagon. He has been playing. He's come in. He's been doing really well, actually. And I'm
well, yes, but my problem with that, like, first of all, I was going for the Giants here. I like the Eagles and what they're doing, but I was after the Raiders when you're like, man, can the Giants upset here and do it? Tommy DeVito, he's going to step up. They did a whole video, all this stuff on Tommy DeVito, and then they benched him at halftime.
I know. That was kind of disappointing in my eyes because he wasn't playing horrible in my eyes. He could have pulled it off, but yeah, they benched him, put Tyrod Taylor in. They're going to start Tyrod Taylor this coming week, and they're not even thinking about it. I know. I was so
Tommy.
Mad. I'm like, I'm not even put on that game. I don't want to see.
Oh, and Tommy got benched.
They both, The thing is, though, they put in Tyrod Taylor. They both really didn't do that well. Collectively, they only had 188 yards and one interception. And then Jalen comes in and gets like 301 yards. And it's like, yeah, I don't 100% agree with them benching DeVito, because if Tyrod Taylor came in and was just to show out, like he just completely wins against the, he doesn't even have to win against the Eagles, but he just has to play better than DeVito was playing, then like it kind of makes sense. But they were both playing same. I would almost just leave Tommy DeVito in, because at that point he might be able to pull things around rather than just throwing a whole different quarterback into the system.
Well,
and then
yeah, and he started the game because he was doing good.
Exactly.
And you liked what you were seeing from him. I feel like there was just too many expectations. The Giants aren't going to be all of a sudden this amazing team right
yeah.
now.
And you can't so expect
you
him
know
to just
how
turn
Tyrod
that
Taylor plays. He's been in the league for a while. You know
yes.
what he can do, and he hasn't really stepped up into that like starting role. And so you were also playing the Eagles and the Eagles' defense. Like, that was a tough challenge mm-hmm. for him to do.
Fletcher
I would have liked
like,
to have kept Tommy DeVito in
yes.
and to develop him a little bit more. I would like to start him this next week as well, just kind of really see what kind of pressure can he be under, how is he handling being benched at halftime and then starting again. I know that they're just looking at it, if we want to win some games. You're 5-10 right now as the Giants. Like, it's just your season's now. You need to just be developing your guys and seeing who's really out there fighting and working hard
mm-hmm.
and developing from there. I don't know, but good win for the Eagles.
Yes,
11-4 right now, so they're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of went how we expected. Ravens and 49ers. Like,
this,
I was so
yes.
looking forward to this.
This
like,
was my
this
game
was
right
gonna
here.
Be the game.
It was
a little lopsided
yeah.
for a while. It was still lopsided.
It was pretty lopsided. And I honestly was a little bit, I was disappointed in the Ravens. Like, I was hoping they were going to be able to make it just this, like, even game, because separately, like, looking at the paper, like, they're pretty much even. And you thought just going into this game, it's going to be just this, like, 60-60 incredible game. And it really wasn't that, and I was pretty disappointed on that.
A little more defensive. I mean, they both got two defenses that are good.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens obviously won 33-19. It was so lopsided for a while. San Francisco stepped back in to kind of hopefully get back
yeah.
in the game. They had some opportunities, but four interceptions by Brock Purdy, that's going to kill you every single time. You take
mm-hmm.
those away, it's a totally different game for sure. And can
yeah.
the 49ers step up and win? I wanted the 49ers to win, and I wanted the game to be a little bit closer, but the Ravens defense just walked all over them, and Brock just didn't really know what to do. And it was just the defense really did step up. Lamar did his Lamar stuff, you know, running all over the field, doing his
mm-hmm.
thing, and 49ers just really could not contain him.
I know. I thought they were going to be just way better than they were. And yeah, it was just really like the Ravens defense is just incredible as it is. And yeah, I was really sad about Brock Purdy getting all those interceptions.
So right now you have the Ravens at the top, you know, of the AFC playoff picture. Are you know what's going to happen these next couple weeks, but you got, you know, them and the Dolphins, but they're a game ahead of everybody right now. You know, your Chiefs really 9-6. Dolphins just totally like,
oh yeah.
I think it's really going to be like, what's going to happen these next couple weeks with the Ravens and the Dolphins? Like, who's going to be kind of stepping up, and it'll just be who's going to take that top spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think that this next week, this on Sunday, is going to be awesome.
It is.
Watching the Dolphins and the Ravens play, because that's going to be just, are they going to tie that record?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything hinges on what happens the final week, or is this going to be your, you know, Ravens going to win and just totally take that top spot, you know, in the AFC?
Exactly. And it really does just depend on this game, because this is such a big pivoting point in the season, because like you said, the Ravens can just get to that top spot. I'm honestly kind of hoping they do. I'm just kind of on this Ravens bandwagon right now. I like Lamar Jackson. I like what I'm seeing from them. And the Dolphins, like, they're still gonna make it. So I'm honestly going for that.
Yeah, they're still making the playoffs regardless. It's
both
just gonna be
are,
obviously
yeah.
all seeding. Now you got the Ravens last game is Ravens and Steelers. So that's gonna be fun to see, like, can
big
the Steelers
rivalry.
Have an upset here? What's gonna go on? But I think for the Dolphins, what's really gonna be just pivotal, again, if you can win this week coming in against the Ravens and you can tie that spot, well, then the next week, can you take that top spot depending. You know, it's just, it could really change things up. But the Dolphins' last game is against the Bills. And the Bills kind of have to win out to be, you know, getting their playoff spot.
Okay.
So again, these games, even with these top top teams right now, there's still all this seeding and positioning going on. So they still are battling out to the very last week. And that is what is really cool to see. And this is where there's just that high level of football that's happening. And so Sunday night, looking forward to that, Lions and Cowboys.
Ooh.
That's going to be good because, again, right now, Cowboys fighting for just a playoff spot.
Yeah, and that's a Saturday night game, so that's going to be fun.
Right. Can they just get into as a wild card? And the Lions are just plowing through to take the division and hopefully get just better seating and stuff
as well. I
think
they're probably going to take the division. They already took the division.
They got that. Everybody else has just been not as good,
yes.
You know, for sure. Eagles and Cardinals, again, you can wipe that away and just be like, Cardinals are horrible,
but
the Bears just beat them. Right. How are those Eagles coming in and going to go, this is going to be a little bit easier of a game? Watch it happen where the Cardinals take them on. And just crazy things can happen. Chiefs, Bengals, always look forward to these games.
Yes.
My problem, though, with that, it's so hard when you have these teams that have lost their quarterback and lost their star players.
Exactly. If this was last year, this would have been like a major game.
As much. Okay. Broncos. I know you're gonna rub it in at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
The Broncos should have won, okay? They should have won.
Okay, all right.
And they had an opportunity to win. Like, Russell Wilson had the ball.
He did.
With a couple timeouts.
I really don't know what happened.
This was your opportunity. Everything went, at the very end, your way to go and win the game. And they just fell apart.
They did.
What in the world?
Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And
they needed to.
It was bad decision making. They needed to win.
But,
okay.
They're not out yet.
Wait, they aren't?
They are not out yet.
Oh, I thought this was the
final
straw.
No, this was not the final straw. Do not know. I know you're about to rub this in.
Yeah, like, I was like, what happened?
They still have...
Who are they playing next week?
They're pretty much out. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
They kind of They kind of shot themselves in the foot by losing. And to be honest, at this point, I'm going to jump with you and say I know I was kind of going, they're going to win the get into a playoff spot. I never thought they were going to go far, that they were just going to squeak in there because they were turning things around.
They were.
And Russell Wilson was really playing at a really high level.
Mm-hmm.
And that has not really continued.
There was a glimpse.
So they play the Chargers this next week.
Oh, okay.
But right now you don't control your own destiny, and that is what's hard. You have to win, then other teams have to lose. There's like this list of people. Like, this person has to lose this game, this person has to lose, this person over here has to lose the next two games. This team has to win these two games.
So many moving
parts.
Your head
can spin. And so it's kind of just like the luck of the draw. Like, the Broncos need to win out. Like, the Broncos need to win their next two games. And then you're just going to kind of like
wait and see.
All of a sudden, like, Sunday ends. And you're like, wait, this team won, that team lost. Woohoo, we made it.
Exactly.
Like, so the odds of it, they're not going.
I'm glad we can agree on that. I was honestly in the back of my heart, I was kind of rooting for the Broncos too. Like, they really just had a full 360. And if comeback of the year, that's them. Because they were just, last year they were horrible. Coming into this year, we thought it was going to be more of the same. And they, midway in the year, they really started to pull things around. And we really started to see what they are. And I mean, you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback, Super Bowl winning coach. We really just started to see that come to fruition. And sadly, something happened and it's just not been continuing.
Okay, so as we close here, a couple thoughts from you on the teams that are in the playoffs as of right now. Again, everything is going to change week to week right now. You have your Ravens, Dolphins, and Chiefs, which are pretty much kind of in the playoffs there. Several of these teams are, but to me, there's a couple teams. We'll start with the AFC. I want to get your opinion here. Bills, I'm expecting to win out and to make the playoffs. But you got the Jaguars, the Browns, and the Colts right now are in the playoffs.
It's crazy. I honestly,
all three of those, to be honest, not really seeing.
No.
Obviously, they're playing some good football. I watch one of those teams win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like those teams, their records are better than their actual team is. Like, so is just the rest of your division stink that you've scraped into those?
Yeah, I can agree with you on that.
The games that I've seen of, I don't know. What's your thoughts on those guys?
I think I agree with you and the fact that records do not always match the team's performance, because we've seen teams, I mean, look at the Patriots. We've seen teams, they have a 4-11 record, but they beat the Broncos. And so it does not always match their performance, and it can go vice versa, where it can be a higher record than their team's actual performance. I honestly, the Jaguars, I've seen them play. The Jaguars are somewhat deserving of that record. The Colts, honestly, I didn't even know they were going to, I knew they were in the wild card spot, but I didn't know they were still in the wild card spot. The Browns are just doing good, I guess.
Yeah, well, Joe Flacco was literally sitting down on his couch watching football games.
Exactly.
Like, several weeks ago. And the next thing you know, I'm here looking this up now, he has 3 consecutive 300-yard games. For the first time in his career, like, he's never had 3 weeks in a row with over 300 yards.
Like, not even on, like, the Ravens?
So
that's crazy.
He is playing some high-level football right now. All of a sudden, like, yeah, just old
clicked.
Joe Flacco is, like,
yeah,
going to win the Super Bowl with the Browns or
exactly.
something.
Exactly.
Like, that'd be wild. It's really crazy.
It is crazy.
Okay, NFC picture then, as we close here, 49ers, Eagles, Lions. You're kind of expecting all of those guys to, you know, be where they're at. Buccaneers, Cowboys, scraping in there, Rams, and then the Seahawks. I kind of can see all those guys. The Seahawks, I need to see a little bit more from them.
I do,
To really stay in that position.
I mean, I don't know. They took down the Eagles. So.
But even the Rams. Like, I feel like the Rams and the Seahawks are really on that list of teams that are, like, on the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like one of those guys are going to knock down some of these. I think this is going to drastically change, you know, these next
just
couple
in the
weeks
next, yeah,
to see who really takes those spots and what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to be super fun.
Yes.
That's what's super entertaining.
It is going to be super entertaining. I'm, like, looking forward to all these weeks. And you can come here and we'll break it all down for you. Follow us on the Podbean app. Look at us on social media. And we will see you next week.
Yeah. And actually, I need you to get me a word. You did legendary today. We can't be using epic all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Although once the playoffs start, they're going to be epic.
Oh, all right. Definitely.
We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.